Ultimate Samayik on January the 17th. Dipak Bhai says, preserve the questions. We are going to take the questions in the evening, but now we are doing the great Samayik, G capital, S capital Samayik, to wash off the mistakes of the entire life. She is saying something, but the microphone is not turned on. She wants to do some open alochana. Let's see. She feels probably left out that she didn't get a chance. Let's see. She wants to express something. Okay. Oh, I have this great desire to say something. Let me say it. What? Where do you live? Well, she lives in a village. She wants Deepak Bhai to come to her village. Why don't you talk to the senior sisters, and she says, I don't know how to read. So she says, why don't you get some few readers who can read for you? Please. I want you to come to my village. I want you to come. He says, you have not answered my question. I have written. He says, I feel like, why don't you meet one of her senior sisters, Apta Putris, and they will help you. Jai Sachidananda. She is satisfied. Now let us do the Samayik discussion. Let us do the Pratikraman Samayik. Let us do a very beautiful Samayik now today. Our bhavana, our discharge intent is that whenever anyone gets hurt, we want to do Pratikraman, especially the hurt to the spiritual colleagues. And then in the evening you are going to do the Pratikraman for the family members. But this Prakriti is such that this is such an event that there's the people from all corners of the Gujarat and from all over India have come here, and everyone who has got the same goal are here now. And somebody likes hot food, somebody likes salty food, somebody likes sweet food. Everybody likes it hot, someone likes it cold, some likes it with spices, some likes it without spices. And for everybody to get the same is difficult. However, everybody's goal is the same, and therefore, and so everybody keeps doing all kinds of adjustments because they have come from outside and they have had to make so many adjustments with this as the main cause. So therefore, while you have been here, you may have hurt somebody through thoughts or through actions or through subtle intents. So you must do the inner pratikrams now and do a tremendous inner nishchay that for many, many years that we have experienced that every time that we meet, that year by year in the parayan, we are progressing with 80 to 90% of the Sevarthi Mahatmas, those who are in the common goal cause, there is the love is expressing and their mistakes are being washed away. But yet if there is some residual stuff and junk that is left, let us wipe it off and have the deep inner intent that Lagutam Bhav, the external intent of absolute humility and the inner vision of oneness rise within us, and the relative absolutely humble at the feet of the one who is next to you, and in the real absolutely seeing the self in the self only in the other person, and that his relative prakriti is extremely beneficial to me, because who else will point out my mistakes? Nobody is even willing to point out the mistakes anymore. So this Prakriti that is next to you, see him flawless, be very grateful to him, and see the pure soul in him, and externally be at his feet, be willing to learn something from his feet, and thus rise in your dual awareness at the relative level as well as at the real level. And whatever mistakes and whatever all kinds of frictions or mistakes, ever since you entered into this sung to this current moment, supposing you were given a lot of respect at that time, then you would have been risen highs, and then you were asked to take a back seat, and then you had negativities that arose towards the people who were in the front, and therefore you should recognize the nature of this ego, and the nature of the ego is such that as soon as it gains some importance and special attention, then it gets inflated, and it gets inflated to the point where it becomes very difficult for others, and then when there are other satsangis who need to be in front, then there is a slow deflation which creates a passive aggressive mode, and you are wanting to move away from this satsang, and it must never be so. We are not talking about specifics, and the nature of the ego and pride is such that when it is being fed, then there is positivity, and when it is starved, there is negativity, whether it is in vishay, whether it is in man, whether it is in sexuality, whether it is in pride, whether it is in greed, whether it is in wanting to have it your way. And that is the nature of the nonsense complex, verily, and there it is where, and that can be wiped off through the pratikraman and kashaya, against these kashayas. And when it arises in this group, that is when the awareness of the awakened self has to be applied against that the other person is simply a nimitta, he is flawless, and it is my effect, an effect of effect that is currently expressing, and I need to be absolutely not attached with it at all. I need to remain absolutely separate, and through the five agnas and the pratikraman be done with it for once and all. And I will not move away even by a degree from this colleague of mine, that he is really my own self only, is he not? And I need to learn something from him rather than to exercise my superiority against him or in front of him. Let me be subservient to him. He is my spiritual colleague. He is not here as an accident. I have faced him in previous lives, but now I need to be done with it in the exactness and the awakened awareness. And so whatever little junk that is now remaining within in the relative self, non-self complex, with very specific individual that is in front of you in this room as well as away from you on this path of liberation. And so this Simandar city is going to be the city of no faults, and then it will slowly become the city of the Vitaraks. Everyone will become Vitaraks. And so everybody knows that all the Mahatmas are progressing. And so this Simandar city is such so people from here will become so pure that they will become the nimits of the message of the Gnani Purush for all in the world. This is the goal. For that we have to become pure within first, and that purity demands the lack of any kashayas in the non-self complex, and therefore this pratikraman is the base to really start to begin to become pure and to begin, because you yourself are pure, but this file number one will have to become pure, and these opportunities that you have received in order to become beneficial and helpful to others, it is your opportunity to really become free, because these will be the cues where you will, your inner junk will be stirred up. This will be the poking iron rod that will stir up your inner kashayas for a reason for them to ultimately burn off. So let us do a beautiful vidhi now. And from the day the Mahatmas have started coming to this satsang until this particular moment where you are involved in some way or the other in the work of seva, the service, and there are so many who have not been able to come here, but and they are in the penance mode because they cannot be here now. But and some who have been, there some people who do not fit in certain service because they have come here, but they cannot find an appropriate work for them to do. So your approach to them should not be such that, no, we have no work for you. And so they get extremely disappointed, or they may even move away and they said, we came here to help, but you do not want me. You have neglected us. We came with the purest insight. And so rain is there. When rain happens, when rain falls, that is when the junk and then the weeds will grow. Yes, you have to nurture the pure plant of the self as capital only. However, along with it, are you able to recognize the weeds that can start getting into the roots of the pure plant? And therefore, you be very, very careful about anyone who has gone, who is a sevarthi, who has wanted to give, no matter what kind of seva he is offering, what kind of service he is offering, appreciate what he is coming here for. Suppose, he says, if he, you know, their attitude is, even if you put 35 of us in one room, we will adjust. This is because they are, their vision is only for the seva only. So they are already there to adjust, and therefore those who are receiving this service, they also must receive that seva, that service graciously. So if there is a little child is there, the mother is always taking care of it, but once he starts growing up, so therefore there is a giver of the seva, there is a giver of the service, and there is a taker of the service. Both should have an exact understanding without really letting the ego intellect kick in, saying that look what kind of arrangements they made, is this a kind of service they should be performing, etc. Yet however, if there is a certain deficiencies arise, then you should recognize, where was I deficient in my service to the ones who are coming here, you know, let me really be, and let me just now affirm that I will not let this happen again. And yes, whatever happened is history, but we, in that, are we seeing anyone at fault? Are we blaming somebody for not doing it the way it should have been done? And then make do pratikraman on this thing, that let me not hurt anyone from here on in future. Then this energy of harmony, the energy of the good cause, will spread so beautifully amongst each one of you, so that we will all be energized in a supreme manner, in a very beautiful manner, without any negative vibrations, and it will flow gorgeously in multiple directions all over, in the total kashai-less world interactions. Let everyone, the world is very sensitive to vibrations, and they are equally receptive to a positive vibrations as they are to negative vibrations. And so let us now energize ourselves in these tremendous positive vibrations. The Mahatmas and the entire army of Mahatmas is the major force against those suffering masses of the world. You see, let the world become a guest, and we will be the Mahatmas, and the family of Dada Srinakram Vignan will be the hosts for the world. And so you never know where this energy is going to ultimately end in the total salvation of the world, but you are a part of it right now, and become encased in the energy of that, become very strong in that, become absolutely installed in it, and let it just let us all energize each other, let us give, help each other, let us join hands in a very firm, unshakable, unbreakable bond with each other. And in the same way, those who are receiving this seva, let them be supportive to the ones who are giving this service. Let us do a beautiful vidhi today, and let us do hearty pratikramas today to wipe off all the mistakes that have arisen, and let us have the abhed drashti, the oneness vision, and also the absolute lagutam bhav, that I am lower than the God, the lower than the lowest in this room, I am lesser than the least in this room, I have something to learn from him, he is myself only, I'm going to sit with you here in the samayik too. Yes, I'm going to sit with you too. I'm not going to move away. I'm going to be with you throughout. And hey Dada Bhagwan, hey Dada Bhagwan, hey Shri Mandar Swami Prabhu, oh Niruma, please come here, take seat within the hearts of all of us Mahatmas. Let us do the samay through Shuddha Upyog, pure awareness. And in this matters of satsang and progress of satsang, from the beginning till this current moment, if with any Mahatma, any rag dvesh of any kind of mistake that happened, and through the taker of service, through the giver of service, or while doing service, rendering service, through to any Mahatma, any rag dvesh mistakes happened, let me see all such mistakes in samayik, and to do its exact pratikraman, and to clear them off. Let grant me the energies to do such a samayik. And for all Mahatmas, and I'm praying that we are praying to you, and that we see, that we become the way you want us to be, filled with Gnan, filled with the goal.